My name is Jill Felicity Dury. When I first started lecturing on literature, literary colleagues would mock anyone daring to suggest that novelists wrote anything linked to the real world. It was almost forbidden to relate any incident either to the author's life or to historic events. Nothing in a novel could reflect anything that might have happened in the period of time when the story was set. Nor could anyone dare speak of the possibility that novelists might have intended to convey a particular impression on the reader. Even if novelists wrote in the so-called realist mode, the whole story, the plot, the themes and the characters had to be based solely on some fictional fantasy they'd imagined through some kind of magic. This was despite the fact that social historians had long ago been plundering realist novels to find out just what the past really looked like and how it affected people's lives. I always believed my colleagues to be wrong. Realist novelists clearly wanted to discuss the real world and present it to their readers. This drew me to John Galsworthy. One of the many subjects that haunted Galsworthy was vivisection, as he loved all animals and was rarely photographed without a dog or horse. His references to vivisection were obscure at first and couched in metaphors. He even once seemed to relate vivisection to rape. Then he changed his mind about vivisection, right in the final years of his life. I also knew that Wilkie Collins and H.G. Wells had each written a novel on vivisection. Neither was a realist writer. Collins was a sensationalist. Wells wrote science fiction, sometimes horror science fiction. So I read their two novels. Their underlying message was crystal clear. They were against vivisection, although perhaps Wells was a bit ambivalent underneath. Then I read Wells's non-fictional works on vivisection, noticing that he'd changed his mind. I also wrote non-fictional articles and books on the history of vivisection. I returned to Galsworthy and looked at biographies on him and read his correspondence. Galsworthy died of a brain tumour, but a couple of years before his death he'd received radium treatment for a rodent ulcer, which was an earlier term for cancer. No doubt the radium treatment had changed Galsworthy's view of vivisection, for he must have been told that the treatment was safe because it had first been tested on animals. The whole narrative surrounding vivisection fascinated me, which is why I wrote this article, Vivisection Through the Eyes of Wilkie Collins, H.G. Wells and John Galsworthy. I hope you find it interesting.